The Reserve Bank will today announce new measures in its fight for cheap money and economic recovery from the pandemic. But business journalist Bernard Hickey expects the bank's latest monetary policy statement to be a new round of money printing, and he says the result will be an increase in bank lending to homeowners and further heat in the housing market. He joins us now. Good morning, Bernard.
Good morning.
Okay, so what we're talking about here is what they've foreshadowed as this funding for lending program, another tool in the toolkit. Talk us through what that actually is.
So this is where the Reserve Bank creates money. We think upwards of $50 billion. Remember, they've already said we'll create $100 billion and buy government bonds, but they're running out of government bonds. So now they're saying, let's lend money very cheaply to banks, who would then lend it on to people buying houses or businesses or whatever it was.
Will it come with strings attached?
Well, that will be the key thing. When I spoke to the Reserve Bank's chief economist, Yuan Ha, a month or two ago, he was saying, let's leave it out there without strings attached to make sure it really goes strongly and out there quickly. That's how it's being done in Australia.
Into the housing market, doesn't it?
Well, that's the problem, if there's no strings attached. And I think that will be the key worry the government has and the Reserve Bank now, because even in the last couple of months, the housing market has just taken off.
But is that a worry? The argument is that we just had a 12% fall in growth and slumped into recession. We've got huge uncertainty. The argument being, let's just have a bit of housing market growth for now. If that's what we've got, we'll take it.
Yeah, essentially you're deliberately widening inequality to make about half the population feel much, much richer.
What's the alternative?
Well, you could do what they call helicopter money, where this is where you invent the money, give it to the government, and the government could then hand it out $1,000 a time, or $20,000 if it was $100 billion worth, to everyone equally, and then they would spend it. And that would actually be more effective, because at the moment...
That is a big step, though. Because how would that be interpreted by foreign currency markets, for example?
Well, you've got to remember, this is exactly what America and Australia have done during COVID-19. And at the moment, we have central banks all over the world printing money and buying government bonds, and then it's being circulated and put back on deposit in banks and at central banks. Even in New Zealand, for example, the term deposits in New Zealand have increased by $11 billion to almost $200 billion since COVID-19 began, and the banks have lent to housing and housing investors almost exclusively. So about $10 billion extra in lending to housing, a fall in lending to businesses of about $4 billion, and flat lending to farmers. So the risk for the Reserve Bank here is that it effectively gives very cheap funding to the banks, who then pass it straight on into the housing market, and particularly to rental property investors, remember, who have lots of equity and can use that to leverage
it up. They could just, of course, combine it with the reintroduction of the LVRs. They've signalled they wouldn't come back till May, but maybe they bring them back earlier and say to property investors, sorry, time's up, you've got to bow out.
That's right. The trouble is that they committed back in April to go for a year without the LVRs. And most people are expecting them to say not much today about it and wait for another couple of weeks before the Financial Stability Report to talk about bringing the LVRs back in by May. And already we're hearing in the market through mortgage brokers and real estate agents that rental property investors are madly rushing in now to get in before that May deadline.
All right, putting aside the argument about, as you raise, about inequality, about housing, and about whether or not there needs to be some handbrake on housing with this, is it clear and is there consensus that, yes, we need another round of stimulus, if that's the right word, from the monetary bank, monetary system, to get things through? Or are we, in fact, recovering better than expected?
Well, the economy is recovering better. The trouble is inflation isn't. And the surveys of expectations and inflation numbers themselves show we're dropping below 1%. Remember, the Reserve Bank's Act says you must keep inflation around 2%, somewhere between 1% and
3%. All right, I'm going to throw something at you here, because this comes up in texts a lot. Why isn't housing, why aren't asset prices considered when inflation is considered?
Yeah, a great point. When the inflation targeting regime was set up, the decision was made to only include goods and services prices. The risk that people saw back then was that asset prices would be quite unstable. And for a lot of people, you're not necessarily consuming that asset or using that asset during the year or two. The trouble is, of course, those high asset prices are now translating into everyday increases in rents, and no doubt for the new home component of the consumer price index. masks. So it's an open question. I see David Seymour has suggested that it's brought in, and no doubt the Reserve Bank Governor will be asked about it later today.
The other issue is negative interest rates. Do you think we'll get a signal on that today? I mean, do you think perhaps the mood has shifted against them now?
Yeah, I mean, this is something that hasn't happened yet in America and in Australia. It is in in Europe at the moment, but not here. The Reserve Bank has talked about it potentially from early next year, and most economists are still expecting the official cash rate to be dropped to minus 0.5% by the middle of next year. Only, though, if we get the funding for lending program. Because remember, the real problem for the banks with a negative interest rate is it really hurts their profits. So they want lots of cheap lending from the Reserve Bank that they can put, say, 200 basis points on top of for a profit margin, and then lend out, say, for example, mortgages at around a 1.5%. That's also fueling the market. A lot of people are saying, hey, I could refix my mortgage in a year or two for 1.5%, therefore I can bid a lot more for this house.
We've got to go, but all things considered, do you think that Adrian Orr and the Reserve Bank, given the situation they're confronted with, once in a generation recession, have done about as good as they can do?
Yeah, they're absolutely following their act. The problem is, though, we haven't really had a debate in Parliament or in the public about the use of money printing and, effectively, about whether a Reserve Bank can remain independent when you bring the official cash rate to naught. Because once you get there, the Reserve Bank effectively is doing fiscal policy in drag by money printing and bond buying, and you need another look at it.
Bernard Hickey, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated.